Friday, March 5th, a day for tackling many small needs. This morning, a nostalgic 2 hours in the theater with Paul Southwick and intermittently with Linda. Enjoying homemade movies, I'm the producer, between 1940 and 1955. That's one thing that has appreciated in value. I enjoy Linda kicking in her bathtub, aged 6 months, more now than I did 20 years ago. And what charming pictures of Lucy. Speaking of Lucy, my lark is on the wing again, full of song. She's well and bouncy, satisfied with life and Paul and nursing, and ready to psychoanalyze all family and friends. I'm dubbing in sound. Perhaps they will be useful to some future historian. If just for 4 lines, they're probably the most extensive family movies of any first family. Linda and I lunched on a tray, and then in the middle of the afternoon, I met Dorothy Torito, Ashton, Juanita, and Liz in the treaty room for another library project, this time to assemble photographs of Lyndon's career, lay them out, put captions below them, arrange with the photographer, take a picture of the whole layout, and with the framer to frame it suitably so I can then take it to the Johnson City House for hanging. The third event of the day was at 5 o'clock, meeting with Angie Duke, Lloyd Hand, Jack Valenti, Bess Abel, Liz, and Betty Tilson to discuss the pros and cons of becoming a patroness or honorary chairman of a cultural or educational event put on by a foreign nation. Liz was absolutely against doing any of it. She says she still got the scars on her back from the Israel bond drive, which caused the Arabs to rise in wrath against me, but probably didn't hurt that 97% vote in this country last fall.